Uh-oh, my ride's here.
Yep.
There. Oh, my goodness.
So Arthur Nason's been around the scene for a long time. Not very outwardly, though. How did we meet, Arthur? I forget.
I was playing a show. You came up and said...
You did do a show.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that. I'm like, does Arthur ever do shows?
Yeah. I was playing more in New York over the years than in Boston, and it was... kind of a funny thing. CBGBs and all the wonderful places like that.
Have you played CBGBs?
The Gallery a number of times. That was like my, you know, my haunt. That were, but I also played Bitter End and I played the stuff on Alphabet City.
But you did
City.
Play CBGBs?
The Gallery. They had two clubs.
Okay.
The Gallery is 313 Bowery.
Right.
The CBGBs is 315. I liked
I've been to both. Now they sell clothes.
The Bowery part, the 313 is, it's a nicer club. I liked it a lot, and I played there a ton of times.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. So that would be solo. I wasn't playing with a band then and doing it that way.
Right.
But I played places like the Bitter End and...
which I've heard of, yeah.
A lot of the stuff in Alphabet City.
How about Max's Kansas City?
No, that's long, long gone, you know, by the time that I was playing.
Yeah, what year did they close up?
I don't remember, but that was...
I mean, I know like the
Dolls... 70s, maybe?
The Dolls and Johnny Thunders love that place.
Yeah, yeah. It was a hang as much as anything
yeah,
else.
Right, right,
it was really
yeah,
that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, you can see all actors hanging out there and
yeah it was really pretty over the top but
Max's Kansas City. I could play something live from Max's, so I got it in here. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers,
Chinese Rocks,
my good friend Billy Rath on bass.
Oh yeah
I was like a son to Billy.
No kidding.
I think so. I was with him every other day the last 3 years of his life, driving him
really?
Everywhere. He lived in Scituate, my hometown.
No kidding.
Yep.
Is that where he was from?
Nope.
Okay.
What town was he from? I always forget.
Was he from around here?
Yeah, originally.
Okay. And then moved to New York and did all that stuff and then came back. Okay.
Yeah,
when did he die?
He lived in New Jersey for a long time.
Okay.
And he still had his wife was still living in New Jersey. I used to take him, we used to do a road trip.
All right.
And I'd drive Billy down to see his wife, Wanda, who we love greatly. And he used to say LAMF, L-A-M-F. Like, well, that's the name of the Heartbreakers album.
Right, right.
Like a breakthrough punk album, LAMF. You know, think about it. Sounds loud. Well, everyone thinks like a mother effer.
Yeah. But you can say that on the radio.
Like a mother effer.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Billy used to tell me LAMF. It stands for Love and Marriage Forever. That's funny, isn't it? And I actually used to drive him down there because he needed to get his prescriptions. Big order of Suboxone he would get, and he would not change doctors from when he lived there.
Okay.
So we had to, I had to make a road trip and drive Billy down to get his medication, like once every couple of months. And he'd get a hotel room. I don't know why. Maybe he didn't have a decent couch to sleep on at Wanda's house. I'm sure she did, though. She's a great lady. I'm sure she keeps a nice house. But I don't know. He'd like to party a little bit, too. Maybe that's why he would get the hotel room.
Oh.
But me and him would stay in a hotel room at least for one night. I don't know if we ever did two nights. And then I'd drive him home. But yeah, I talked about everything with Billy and spent a lot of hours with the man.
Huh.
Bassist, heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Broke my heart, Billy.
Went so what's
past
next?
In 2015.
Chinese Rocks next? What's coming up?
We will have to play Heartbreakers after that. I will play something. I still got to play something from the Beastie show I went to last night.
Yeah, let's hear
and that. I also wanted to, I've thanked her a couple of times, but I want to thank her right on the air. Detroit Debbie. Great person. She's, from the Detroit music scene, but has spread her wings all over, you know, including England and other countries, and she loves the Boston scene. And I think she bought, like, 20 front row tickets last night. So, like, the whole front row for Beasties, the rock opera by Gary Summers.
Okay.
Featuring Mark Bell, Barrence Whitfield.
Oh.
And Cliff, great guitarist. I can't remember his full name. He's well known. I forget what he said he was from. I'm sorry about that. I got to look it up. Maybe I can look it up before the show.
How was the show?
Ends. Show was excellent. I mean, it was a great time.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm going to say. It was very, very entertaining. I would recommend going to see it. I think it's only going to get better, too. This thing is going to evolve. They're going to continue with their productions. Thursday was opening night. I saw the second time they ever did it. And they did a great job.
So it's at the Regent running for a while there?
No, they just did two nights.
Okay, so...
But I think he's looking at...
Other places?
I don't know if he has dates, but yes, he wants to continue.
All right, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think it can only get better is what I think. And we'll play a song from it so you can see for yourself what the music sounds like. It is rock and roll throughout the whole thing.
It's got Barrence Whitfield on it.
Performed by Barrence, Mark, and Cliff, and Gary. Gary did a lot of singing in it. Gary Summers.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it a little bit. Let's hear your brand new one. What's this one, Arthur? Tell us about it.
This one's Without a Clue.
Talk a little bit about it.
It's if you want to look into it, there's a lyric video, and I really felt it was important to write about the times that we're going through in this country. And I know how ponderous that sounds, but it's much more humorous than that. And it talks about... hear it for yourself, but it talks about...
Without a Clue.
Yeah, it talks about people, you know, delusional disorder, people who are just plain effing nuts, and all kinds of stuff like that. And what happens when that goes, and how people follow along, and I don't know, I think that the lyric video does it much more justice, because you get to hear... I took a more, I hope, poetic kind of shot at the lyric writing, rather than a very didactic, straightforward, this is that. I wanted to basically... I painted two characters. The first and second verse are these two different characters, and what they're going through, getting caught up in some really stupid stuff, and making fools of themselves.
Uh-huh. So there you go, right?
Yeah, so listen for yourself. And that number again for psychiatric counseling is 855-915-9636, right?
Dr. Nason and Professor.
That's right.
And Professor
and
Young,
we do surgery, cut rate surgery, budget surgery, whatever you want, we'll do it.
Where's that hammer?
Yeah. And you know, there's been three survivors so far with the surgery, which I think is pretty good.
CD1 on the board, man.
Uh-oh. Are we going to play music again, or are we going to just talk?
No, I just need to do something. I need to change this to this. I control everything.
We control the weather.
Sometimes. Me and Zeus.
Yeah.
CD1. That's what we want. Enter! Simple as that, Arthur.
Okay. Is it here?
Yeah, it's right there. There we go.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Without a Clue, Arthur Nason, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers Show.
Jack it up. Let's hear that sucker.
Waiting for the their plan. She gathered up her evening gown and banged a coffee can out. Without a clue, without a clue, not a clue.
Bye. Wilder on the drums.
91.5.
My compadre in chief. I can't believe we've been together so long.
Jerry, longer from the Dolls.
Longer than any bitch I've ever had. I've been together with him longer than I've been with my guitar. I won't tell you.
Hang on.
It's about 2 minutes.
I'm listening to Johnny here.
This next tune's for all our friends, living and dead. This side and that side. This one I like to dedicate to Walter's mother. Walter, see that guy over there? He's talking about your mama.
What's your problem, buddy?
Hey, you look like this guy on One Life to Live. You know Dick? You guys know
I'm
Dick?
Sorry, it does.
The sex maniac? That guy looks like him. You can tell I'm a soap opera fan.
WMFO in Medford. Little Johnny Thunders there. What was happening at Max's Kansas City? What year was that?
Mid to late 70s?
Yeah. I think it was like 79.
That late?
I think so. I'm not sure. That particular show.
Okay.
Hey, he was with Jerry Nolan. That's great. Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
From Heartbreakers and the New York Dolls. So I'm hanging out with Arthur Neeson here.
Hello.
We did hear the brand new one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Without a Clue, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to play it 10 times more in a row, right?
I still got to put all the songs in here. I think they were recorded, so you might have saw them. I want them to put them in my playlist. I know we started the show off, of course, started with a theme. Then we played Rocket from the Tombs.
Yep. Hair Ubu.
Ain't It Fun. Then we did Dead Boys.
Oh, that's right. They were next. Then it was Hair Ubu.
Something to Do, I think. And then Hair Ubu Live. That was live. And then I played Amel on the Sniffers because I said I would play a lady.
Yep, we need that.
From Australia. And then I guess it was you, right?
Sure.
I think. Yep. Arthur Neeson, Sleep Till Noon, The Emperor's New Sign, and we heard Without a Clue. We'll do the Boston Groupie News Report soon. But have we talked enough about Beasties? Like I said, it's a great rock opera. Detroit Debbie was kind enough to give me a ticket for it. Marie Michelle was kind enough to drive me in.
Nice.
And she bought a ticket, but she wasn't sitting too far from me.
Okay.
I was a little, I annoyed that I couldn't sit with her, nobody's fault. But she wasn't very far.
All right.
I could yell over to her,
Good.
I wasn't doing that during the show, but I could. She what?
She liked the show?
She did. Yeah.
Great. And we're going to hear something from the show?
We will hear something from the show.
Looking forward to it.
I'm going to play that in just a few seconds. I think I've talked about it all, but Gary Summers wrote it. He does the Comic-Con around here in the Northeast. And Mark Bell appears at a lot of those. I figure they must be good friends. He's basically the star of the show, I would say.
Okay.
Lead character. And sings a lot. Barrence Whitfield is in it. Gary Summers, of course. And he does a lot of the singing in it. Well, a lot of backups. But I think he does a lot of the... A lot of the lead singing. I remember I liked Dive a lot. A song called Dive. I was following along. Because Detroit Debbie gave me a front row ticket. They gave me a little bag with goodies. three books, like, all about Beasties from Gary Summers. I was like, I talked to him last night. I was like, oh, I didn't know you were such the writer. He's like, oh, yeah. So have to read a little bit about it. Because Beastie is a sci-fi rock opera. I said, sci-fi?
Oh.
Space and rock. Two of my favorite subjects. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Is there Bigfoot?
There's a problem. My two favorite subjects, besides sex and women, I guess.
Right. Is there a Bigfoot in this rock opera at all, or no?
I didn't see him. There might have been a sighting in the parking lot, I heard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to chase them down, too, because they get a little out of control.
They got big feet.
So Beasties is about some sort of sci-fi thing.
It's hard to explain. I think there's like a rock concert going on in Central Park, New York City.
Okay.
And somehow Mark gets beamed down there. I forget his character's name, but he ends up in the picture, and you'll have to see it. There's a Trump-like character in it.
Oh, boy.
He was throwing all kinds of money around. It was very funny.
All right.
There were fake bills, okay, $20 bills. And this morning, I stopped at the store before hitting the highway to get to you. And I needed something to drink bad.
And you used one of the fake 20s?
Yeah, she, you know, I think she's Indian, you know, from not native, like myself. They say, I have a little. But she, you know, Indian.
Okay.
With a thick accent. And I got a big thing of Gatorade and some water. And I handed her one of those pills.
Oh, my.
I used to throw it around last night. I had one right in my wallet like that. You know, I did it on purpose to see what would happen. And she looked at it for a second. I think she would have taken it and given me change. I really do. I think she was about to. But I laughed and I go, oh, I'm just kidding. And I grabbed it out of her hand.
Good thing you did.
And I gave her the real money.
That's a pretty serious offense.
But she chuckled about it. She goes, what is that, like, for a game? I'm like, I was at a show last night. This guy was throwing it around. And she was giggling. And I'm like, I bet you that's the first joke in America has ever played on her. You know? She probably stays within her family and, you know, and Americans, you know, whoever's talking to her, it's probably usually a serious subject. And here I am goofing around with her.
Okay.
And made her laugh. I go, I bet that's the first time, like, an American actually played a joke on her, you know? I just a thought. I might be totally wrong.
Go back and ask her.
That is pretty cool if it was, you know. It seemed like she hadn't been here long. I don't know.
So beyond counterfeiting, are we going to hear the new music from this show, Beasties?
Beasties! Yes. A song I particularly liked was something called Dive. If I could dive into it and get this out of here. Oh, I had it in there. It's two CDs. Oh. Yeah, they gave me the soundtrack. I believe this is number 3.
So, from the show Beasties, Dive?
Yes, and this is from Act 2, called Hope. Act 1 was Impulse.
When's the most money get thrown around, Act 1 or Act 2? Stay for the whole show, of course.
I think he did that in both. He was pretty funny.
All right.
I like the way he danced. He kind of was doing the curly shuffle up there. Like, Curly Howard moves. It was funny.
Yeah.
You know the thing Curly does with the back? He was really good at that.
No kidding.
The Trump character.
Trump is a stooge. I mean, there's that.
That was really, really funny, actually. Okay, so what do we do?
Let her rip.
Beasties by Gary Summer with Dot, Dot, Dot. Oh, geez.
Ah. I took a few deep breaths, took my...
That wasn't Dive. Hang on. Here we go. Dive! By Gary Summers. Pieces.
Oh!
quite the production, huh?
Boy, oh boy. So that's from the sci-fi rock opera Beasties.
Yeah.
And you saw it and had a good time.
And I what?
You saw it and had a good time.
I had a great time.
That's wonderful. Very, very good.
Made a new friend. Well, I've known her for a long time on Facebook, Detroit Debbie, but she had an extra ticket. I guess somebody couldn't come, and she, like, a week ago said, would you like to go to this? And I said, I need to learn a little more about it. You know, I heard of it. I think I've even posted about it a little bit. But I didn't.
Now you've played it.
I didn't know a lot about it. I learned a little bit about it and went, yeah, I'd love to go to this. Mark Bell is in it. Barrett, Gary. I know all these guys. And it was a fun time.
Great.
Yeah. Arthur Nason co-hosting the show and doing surgical.
Yep, lots of surgery.
Surgical. What do I want? Surgical.
Brain surgery. Cutting them open. Ripping them out. Let's go.
The surgical process. You're doing a surgical. There's a very easy word. I'm just forgetting
it. I'm forgetting it too. But I'm willing to do surgery. Just get ready.
Okay. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you can think of what I'm trying to say, sometimes you can call 855-915-9636 because I have many brain farts.
Okay.
But never will work for I fart.
Ooh.
But I might fart. Not in public.
No, of course not.
You know what I do?
What's that?
I always tell the truth. You know that, Arthur?
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy, and I stick with that.
That's great.
You know what? When I was a little kid, if I lied to my parents, which of course all kids do.
Yeah.
My father punched me.
Wow.
I learned quick not to lie. And you know what? I'm a better person for it. Thanks, Dad.
Okay. So we've got
that didn't happen often. Don't think I was like a very abused child. But I remember one incident.
That number
one
again.
One incident. I said I wasn't drunk when obviously I was drinking, and he punched me so hard it sent me across the kitchen.
So anyone else suffering from child abuse, that number again is 855-915-9636. And we're going to do all kinds of counseling here and later on in the parking lot. So just don't worry about it. You've got problems. We're going to take care of it. We know. We've been through this stuff. And we can help you get through it, too.
All right. 91.5 WMFO. Oh, it's Boston Groupie News Report
Groupie
time.
News.
Boston Groupie News Report time. The time of the show where we go to bostongroupienews.com and see what's happening tonight and maybe a little
later. Are there
later.
Really Boston Groupies? Are there lots of them? New York, sure. L.A., yes. Boston, I don't know.
I got to ask Paul. I never really...
I think the Boston...
I really never knew what that name meant.
I think the Boston women are a little more sophisticated than that. That's what... I'm giving you a lot of credit out there. You know, that's what I'm saying.
This is a magazine that's been around since the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
It used to be paper. And punk was just starting.
Punk was on paper, too.
I think Paul created it. Paul Lovell, lovingly known, Lovell, and lovingly known as Blowfish.
Okay.
Miss Cardinal Lynn has been with them for a long, long time.
Okay.
I believe now they have Captain Easy Cord writing with them. Kenny Hyland has a very funny little segment on it. But they will always tell you where to go for the punk side of things in Boston. It's not on paper anymore, but Paul updates it every Sunday. And you can find it at bostongroupienews.com.
What's happening in Boston? Read something from it.
That's what I do. Will you be patient, Arthur?
I want to hear it now.
Okay, October 12, 2024, Saturday. Warthogs, the Ramones tribute band. They've been on the show, actually. And Social Destruction, a Social Distortion tribute. That's at Kodo in Lowell tonight. The Associates, The New Frustrations, are at the Barrel House Z in Weymouth tonight. Tomorrow, Zip Tie Handcuffs and Black Helicopter are at the Scurvy Dog in Providence at 2 p.m. It's a matinee. Also tomorrow, Falsely Accused, Captain Easy Cord, hey, Speak of the Devil.
Speak of him.
And Johnny Plankton at a 4 to 7 show, another matinee at the Worthen Attic, which is a great place. That was where my band, the Thigh Scrapers, did their last show. And I probably had the funnest time at that show than any other show I've had.
Wow. I've heard good things about it. I've never been.
A lot of it has to do with the place. The atmosphere is really cool. I think it could get crowded really quick.
How many people can you fit in the place?
I don't know. We almost had a full house, but
great.
You don't really want to go past that because it's the Worthen Attic. It's an attic of an old house. Jack Kerouac and Edgar Allan Poe used to frequent there. Yes, from the area.
Kerouac, I knew, was from Lowell, but Edgar Allan Poe was...
Edgar Allan Poe had a room there.
He was a Bostonian, and he always spent his life trying to live it down. Okay. He was embarrassed by that.
Okay, I've read all this stuff, too, Mr. Well-read Arthur Nason, but... well, that's what they claim. They claim he actually had a room there.
No kidding.
So, obviously, both of them were drinking there, too.
No, you can't say that on the radio. Come on, stop it.
No, we just can't say we're drinking or drunk, which we're not.
That's a terrible thing to say. I don't care. It's just awful. But anyway, I had no idea that this was frequented by these people and probably haunted by it as well.
Speaking of haunting, that's how I started the show.
By haunting the place?
No, it's pretty funny. They have a ghost whose name is Matthew there.
Okay.
Supposedly Matthew. Yeah, you know, people have been haunted by him. I don't know how they found out his name is Matthew. Maybe they brought a Ouija board or something. But I started the show with saying, oh, yes, somebody said, what about Matthew the Ghost? Because, you know, the band was getting their stuff together, as I'm, you know, usually I have to say a few words while they do that.
See, what happens is Matthew the Ghost is actually the sound man, and what happens is all of the money goes to the sound man, and then the club owner says, no, the ghost took it. You guys you're not going to get paid tonight. Sorry, but the ghost took it.
Did you dig that trip? Was it worth a buck or two?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's one.
I've played these clubs. I know all about it. Yeah, that's how it goes. So what else is going on in Boston Groupie News?
Hang on. Let me tell you about the word then a little bit.
Oh, all right.
So they mentioned something about Matthew, and I said, yes, Matthew the ghost, the ghost who haunts the Worthen Attic. I said, if you feel a little something on the back of your neck, brush the back of your neck, that just might be Matthew. And I go, if you hear a strange clap. Because, of course, people are clapping at a show.
Right.
That just could be Matthew. I went on a little bit. It was pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we already mentioned, Falsely Accused, Captain Easy Cord, Johnny Plankton. That's actually Richard Mursky's band. Very good. If I had a car or a ride, I would be there for my good friend Richard, the Worthen Attic. And great place. The house alone, the Worthen House. Was part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh, no kidding.
And they have like secret drawers and stuff from Prohibition times. People drank
really
there during the Prohibition.
Yeah. Huh. But don't mention that.
Yeah. They weren't all on the up and up, but that's what I kind of like about them.
Okay.
Shady. Shady past.
Yeah. That's what they are. I've heard really good things about the place.
It's fun. Where were we on this list at BostonGroupieNews.com?
Did you mention who is playing there tonight?
That's tomorrow. I don't know about tonight. You can probably look that up.
But that's your job. You're supposed to be doing this for the people listening.
There's only so much I can do. I can tell them where to go,
what to do. But think about it. These people have a lot of psychological problems. They can't manage this stuff. They're having a hard time. We're here to help them out.
I can only do so much. I got 17 minutes, Arthur.
Oh. I feel like we're failing these people. I feel terrible about it.
If I failed, so be it.
Yeah.
I do. I tried.
I can
go down saying I tried. I tried. We did it because we tried. Because it is hard.
Sure. It's very, very difficult. All right. So we have no idea who's playing.
You didn't know who I was doing there?
No idea. What was that?
That was my JFK.
Oh. No kidding. All right.
Yeah, we. What was the speech? We go to the moon. I forget. I forget the speech.
We have no idea who's playing.
He says something about how we're going to the moon. And he goes, and we do it. And it's hard. And we go to the moon because it is hard.
Okay.
Check it out.
So no idea who's playing at the Worthen Attic, but it's a wonderful place, and it's worth your time to go.
Hey, busting my balls, man.
That's okay.
I told you what's going on tomorrow. That's what's on Boston Groupie News.
But you got to be in the moment,
and this
man.
Is the Boston Groupie News report.
So they're the ones who messed up. They don't know what's happening tonight. They're slipping.
Talk to Blowfish.
They used to be on top of it, but I don't know.
No, it's great. Go to bostongroupienews.com yourself, right. Please, and check it out. Falsely accused. The Fuzzdival at the Armory with Sweep and Promise. Oh, this is next Friday. With Sweep and Promises, Baby Explores, Nail Gun, Bong Wish. Oh, I wish I had a bong. Blackyala, Minko, Nurse Joy, Lupo Sita, The Spatulas, and Plant Fight. That's a big show, man, at the Armory next Friday. They call it the Fuzzdival.
So will this go on for like days and days and days?
It's a Fuzzdival.
Yeah.
It's got it, right?
So I'm guessing it's all the same kind of guitar sound the whole time?
With a little fuzz, yeah.
All right. That sounds like fun.
Salem Access TV Friday, next Friday, is filming this show. Oh. The filming a show. It will be broadcast at a later date. The bands are Guello, The Negans, and Aluminum. It's a 285 Derby Street, Salem. That's where it's at. Starts at 5 next Friday. This is a Symphonics exclusive event. There are only 40 tickets available for sale at $20 each. Oh, I shouldn't say prices, sorry. I have no idea what it costs. And this is Bring Your Own Booze event. Check it all out at their Facebook page, which is posted right here at bostongroupienews.com. There's much more to it, you know. All you have to do is look. And it's all at bostongroupienews.com.
Okay.
So as far look as on Arthur's face, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's priceless.
Yeah, the surgery's going to start now.
I'm one of the patients.
Yeah,
oh my
you're
goodness.
Up next. Let's go. Oh yeah.
Now for all this and much, much more, go to bostongroupienews.com or 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crouch course for the Ravers. Yep. Don't you know? Don't you know?
What's
don't you
next?
Know, don't
what's
you
next?
Know, don't you know? Dirty frown. I can't hear you when you whisper in my ear because the music's loud. We get to talking and it's something special. No use slowing down. Read my lips, you see we've got potential, baby. I wanna see your mouth.
to the suburbs. You're cleaning up his house. You're moving back this summer.
Don't bang your stupid